Okay, use a little gavel, call us to order, stand with me.
Join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We'll do the quorum later, because we know we don't have one. Any conflict of interest declaration?
No.
Seeing none. And do we have any requests to address the committee? Okay. We'll wait to approve the minutes till we get a quorum.
Do we need to defer seven?
Yeah, I need to defer seven. And eight, there's some progress on eight, but I need Sherry and James here for it. So we'll go for that. So let's go. Number 10. Susan.
All right, which one do we have first? All right, so we had a great meeting earlier in the, or no, last week. And Kelly and Meg and Melody, whose team operates the Park Board websites, both Visit Galveston and the Park Board, met. And we are going to add a function within the website. And we feel the Visit Galveston one because it has more visitation. But we're also looking at the Park Board one, you know, to see if we can appeal to a bigger audience. But we found other Convention and Visitors Bureaus that had careers, and it was industry partner jobs. So we are moving forward with this. Melody believes Clayton, our digital marketing person, can develop this. If not, we have someone with Galveston.com that has done some software for us before. So it is moving forward. We told them we really hope to have something out there in May to, you know, continue to help with summer. But I'll be able to give more information probably by the next meeting on where they are. But it was a much more receptive CBB team than the first time we asked, so that was good. And so, you know, definitely it is moving forward.
So did y'all discuss a job board where y'all place national jobs or a link to his open jobs?
Right, it'll be links. So what we talked about was grouping it possibly like attractions, lodging, restaurants, and then other. And then the vendors would be listed alphabetically. We talked about logos, but they said it can kind of get a little bit wonky because people's logos are so different size-wise and that kind of thing. So just an alphabetical list, someone would click it and it would take them directly to your website wherever your jobs are listed. So it would be up to the industry partner to keep theirs updated, and there wouldn't be any, you know, updating on the Park Board end, you know, other than to add or remove a link if, you know, someone asked us to.
I think that'd be pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're probably where your job postings are. Don't change that often. I mean, just when you overhaul your website, then you just need to let someone know to change the link. But
right.
Yeah. And then you'd be responsible for updating.
Yes.
I think that's great.
The only concern I see is the brands. So like Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, you can't post jobs on your brand websites. And yeah, so there isn't links for that. So like we use Indeed, and we use our corporate office in Houston that's, you know, got everybody's, or hospitality careers, things like that. So that's just something we need to kind of sit down and think about for the brands, because all the Trues, the District, the True, the Homewood, the Hampton, the Home 2, all that stuff would be.
But there's a place that, like, if someone says, hey, I would like to work for Hilton, there's a page, right? There's a, like, how do I apply?
So there's a Hilton corporate page.
Yeah.
It's going to be like everything in the world. It's not a user-friendly site to use. We don't post our jobs on it just because it's...
Okay.
Yeah. Can you make a link or Indeed, for example?
So then, like, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You could do Indeed links to
right.
pull us up and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That'd probably be the best
but it
way.
Needs to be...
Or H Careers if people are using that website.
Though I don't use Indeed much because I've been in the job I have for 11 years. is there a resting place, or is that Indeed link going to be each job that you have and you're going to have to change the link?
Each job. Yeah, because there's not a brand per se on a
So, of course, I'm not a big brand, but what we have is a link to our application. So, it's just an application. So, that's what we use when somebody wants to apply. We just give them the link so they can fill it out and send it to us. You know, it has the email address to send it, or, I mean, I don't know.
I would say, as long as the Indeed app or Indeed posting is still open and active, you can put a link, like you were saying, straight to that, and then they apply through there. That's basically what I have.
But what we talked about before is we don't want the part board to have to be a job posting. So your job's open, now it closed, and now you got one, and now you're hiring this person, and that closed it. And so, because that's way too. Instead of, like, there's a lot of opportunities, here's the links. You know, and she talked about putting it, so lodging, attractions, or whatever, and then you could, there's the links, we could go to it. So if you're if it's an Indeed for a job that's open for 3 months, and then you got to take it down, I mean, we're just going to have to work through that, because that's not really what I think you
could, say, but, could it
but
be
are
a,
we ever really going to take these links down?
Well,
because the job's always going to be filled.
Could it be a landing page that, you know, says something to the effect of, we post our jobs on Indeed, click here, is where it links to?
You can't add it to any of the brand sites. So the brand
that's what
webs
saying,
are the... very specific on what they allow and what they have listed on them. It's like, if you go to my website, it doesn't have it. If you go to the Hilton's website, there's no career tab or anything like that. It's
interesting.
It's a booking engine, is basically
They want the focus to really just be booking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you put the name of the hotel and then next to it, say, visit LinkedIn or something that would push them to LinkedIn?
Or
they'd
Indeed.
Have to search from there. I mean, I'm sorry, Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to do that on the part of the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But when it's, like, if I go onto Indeed, can I search your facility in the cut? So maybe that's what it is. It's a link to Indeed.com with a note that says search for
DoubleTree.
You put, like, the keyword to search for.
Okay. I'll let them know that.
Because, like, if you go in there right now and just type in server, it'll populate server Galveston, it'll populate all the 30,000 ads for servers in Galveston.
Yep.
So.
Okay. So hopefully we'll have something to see in May. Do we meet?
Let's see.
We do meet May.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So I think that wraps that one up.
Okay, do we have a quorum now?
We do.
Okay, so let's go back up and we want to do roll call and declare a quorum.
Jesse Matthews.
Here.
Spencer Priest.
Here.
Kimberly Guido. James Clark.
Here.
Jennifer Lamb.
Here.
Jeremy Bucat. Mark Arardo.
Here.
Jennifer Edenfield. Maya Sandy. Resource member Sherry.
Here.
All right, we have one.
Good. Okay, so we'll go down to item six. And if we can approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll move to approve.
Okay, that's your move. Do I have a second?
I'll take that.
Okay. Any clarifications? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so there's a couple items we're still going to skip. Hopefully Ms. Brooks will get here soon. We can talk about those. So on to number 11, feedback from the 2023 GIS DVIP event.
All right. So I had sent out an email with approximately 5 questions, just asking for feedback in different areas. And key pieces of feedback were they enjoyed this location, and the food was great. So yes, those two things I thought were helpful. Their descriptions on the presentations were intriguing, very helpful, engaging, and did provide them useful information. So it seems that the focus we took this year was a hit. They loved the gift bags, and the length of the program was good. So then ideas that I asked for next year, several of them did mention smaller round tables to encourage discussion among them, and then, as we had talked about, better ways to get to know others that are at the function. So I had jotted down the things we talked about, like collecting business cards, and whoever has the most gets a prize, writing questions on a sticky note, collecting and drawing questions to answer, and then like marking the chair or plate, you know, and doing prize drawings that way. So we'll make sure and add those for next year. But really, they didn't have a lot of, you know, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. So I think, you know, we've taken a slightly different approach with each year. And, you know, I think, as you mentioned, we'll continue to grow it. We'll continue to get better, you know, with what we're presenting. And just later this year, probably like May, decide what the theme is for the next one so we can start working on it.
So the round tables, I think, you know, if you have a group of people at a table who don't know anything about hospitality, I don't know how useful that conversation would be. So if, I mean, if we do something with a round table, we need to make sure there's one of each or one of our speakers.
Yeah, I was saying, would it be even possible to, do we know the people attending before they show up? So could we even do assigned seating?
We could.
That way we know there's one industry member there with a group of, you know, say if it's four top, you got one plus the three other folks that they're talking to.
Right.
And to break up the kind of the cliques.
Yeah. That would work.
You know.
So not even necessarily round, it could be just smaller squares. Or
Just smaller tables with assigned seating, I think would work better.
Is there an interest in expanding beyond GISD at this point?
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like Texas City has a really big hospitality and culinary program. So maybe if we, like, inviting them, and then you've got an opportunity for the counselors to network across campuses too, which could be beneficial.
Well, we could even invite, not only going to be a person or two, but Odyssey and O'Connell. Now,
absolutely.
They don't have a dual credit program opportunity within the high school, but to teach them about what they're doing after high school.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
and who's the other one? Is it Santa Fe? Or somebody's really trying to develop their program.
Lamarck?
Well, Lamarck and Texas City go together.
There was somebody.
I don't know.
No. Okay, I'll
I can look. I can look into it and see. I know a lot of it. I think Dickinson maybe has a hospitality program. I don't know a lot about it, but I can look and see who else has.
Okay, and I think that's a great idea, because when I've never worked in K through 12, but when I get the K through 12 educators together from different schools, there's a lot of synergy of how do you do that. How do you code that into PEAMS, and you know, but how do you deal with that state regulation, and you know, they talk to each other about things I don't know anything about. So if we did that and we got some from Texas City, we could make sure somebody from Texas City is next to somebody GISD with an industry partner.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And just the sticker, you know, that we were having, a little bit more information just will help, because you can go around and say, interesting, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
You know, like,
what they do.
Maybe the
name
of the organization they're with.
Or organization, or, you know.
Okay.
That might just help, you know, break
a little
bit the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
Okay, so we'll reconvene in May and discuss the theme.
Probably.
And focus on it.
Right, and I think if we can start earlier, then we can kind of divvy it up among the committee members, and somebody can do location, food, you know, presentations, gift bags, and that gives a long runway to have everything ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Sounds good.
Okay, discussion on new ideas for Workforce Development Committee annual work plan. Ms. Rooks sends me the draft agenda. Like, she sent it to me last week, and I said, what is that? It's got my name by it.
Yeah.
But she was paying attention to the last meeting, and I talked about the annual plan. You know, new committee we set up. We got the VIP events. We pulled that together the first year, and then we've established it. We've got that. I think we have a good setup with the Ball High career night, elective night. We had presence
really
there.
Cool.
There's always room for improvement there. We have that. We got the tourism summit coming up. Is there something else that this committee, you know, we all have full-time jobs elsewhere, but is there something else that this committee needs to be working on that work plan? Remember, our goal is the long-term solution of the pipeline in tourism, in the tourism industry. So I know we're working with some with the fill the positions right now, and that's what we're talking about, the job placements, but moving forward. I don't have an answer, but I definitely want to have the discussion as we're, it doesn't seem like it, but this year will be wrapped up very quickly.
Yeah,
and y'all
jobs.
Will be in the mayhem of summer. And
It's already starting.
Yeah.
I know this doesn't really fall in our wheelhouse, but I still feel like it's extremely important that we need to keep it kind of in our realm. We really need to focus on different conduits to work on affordable housing. The more affordable housing we have on the island, the better chances of retaining the workforce. Because right now, like, I just hired a couple of new people for the restaurant, and they're coming from Texas City and Lamarck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and they're passing a lot of restaurants on the way, too.
Well, and they're not,
and that's
they
all
could go north rather than come south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's becoming more and more and more a challenge, is to draw them, keep drawing them down
yep.
south. But they, and ideally, they want to be in Galveston, but they can't afford to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just becomes a unique situation where you either have to go case by case
that
to keep them enticed and wanting to come.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's better affordable housing, there is already, but if there's more of it, then we have a better job of retaining these folks.
Did you watch the GEDP webinar on Monday that Miles Shelton, he moderated it, and it was a gentleman from UTMB, Johnny Smeka, and the gentleman from Express, the temp agency personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Smeka talked about how they have bought some apartment buildings, and they target the middle income people. They said, you know, the low income people, their programs for them, but the ones that are just outside of the eligibility, wage
mm-hmm.
eligibility, they have bought apartment buildings for them, and that's part of their compensation, you know, is a place to live. So I think it's almost getting that creative.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the facility on Broadway will open here, you know, in the next few months, and
yeah.
that'll provide three different levels of housing assistance or housing options. But, you know, I bet that fills, you know, immediately.
Like yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying if it's not already sold out.
Right, right. So, but I do. I think it's a major issue.
Yeah.
And I know
yes.
the chamber has talked about it several yeah. times, but I don't know that they're moving down, you know, a path.
Just on that, transportation is also
mm-hmm.
a
yeah.
huge ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
so many that are
yeah.
riding bikes just to be able to get to work. And,
or a bus, or a Lyft, or
right.
cabs, or, yeah.
And
scooters.
They just continue to cut the bus routes
yeah.
in the
yeah.
city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
very true.
So, as I think about these, I don't know that these are barriers that we can address directly as this committee.
Yeah.
But is there a way that we can assess it to provide it to the powers that be? Like, in other words, these are what we're trying to do, and somehow we pull, I don't know who those people are, that's what I need help with, but you know what I'm getting at of, like, okay, why did you not apply for this job? Why did you not work on the island? Why, or why did you work here 3 months and then you left? And then that results, if we could get this, you know, and, that's how I can see this committee
right.
can help with that of, somehow assessing the barriers.
In aggregate data.
Yeah, and I need help. I need some creativity on that. We knew the pipeline. We're working on the pipeline and the misconceptions of the limited opportunity in hospitality. Okay, so I think we got a good plan. We're going with that. How do we get this data? Any ideas?
Just doing job fairs, you hear a lot of those
yeah,
types
true.
Of responses. So just making notes of that
or
when we're recruiting.
You see your attrition, you know, people moving
yeah.
out because they cannot afford living here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you do exit interviews with staff,
yeah.
Yeah.
asking that question.
So
I'll say
that's basically
your plate,
how you...
If we could get the HR departments on the island and start
mm-hmm.
to reach out to them and say, what do you feel? Like, I know Joe at my place would be happy to provide all the feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, I've lost at least two or three folks in the last month and a half to not being able to afford to live here.
Yep.
Like, one moved back to Utah because she couldn't
mm-hmm.
afford to live here anymore. The other one is Lamarck, struggling
Utah.
To get here.
I like, Lake City or like Utah?
Yeah.
Rough.
She moved back to her parents' house in Utah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We get that.
So,
okay.
I mean, it's really common.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like what you were saying. It's almost like bringing on like what Johnny Smeka was talking about. It's almost like a J-1
mm-hmm.
program
mm-hmm.
for our own workforce here in the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That might be a program that's worthwhile looking into.
Create
our own J1 program mm-hmm. of you know, you have a sponsor for housing and then they work.
And even, you know, possibly getting with the Galveston Housing Authority on, you know, what are some different options?
Yeah.
Because it may be something where they have to be a partner in it because they can own properties, you know, and work through it that way versus, you know, individual business owners or industry partners.
Yeah, who's in charge of the J1 program? Like, is it individual businesses?
There's different
companies
that you work with.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if do you have any connections with those companies?
We do. And
they do have domestic programs.
That's
in
what,
the,
I'm,
what is
that's
it
what
in
I'm
the spring?
About.
You would think they. I mean, it'd be kind of almost like an internship
mm-hmm.
type
yeah.
concept.
Okay.
So, like Alliance Abroad.
Yes, they have a domestic program too.
I mean, it'd be worthwhile to talk to them and figure out if there's any programs out there domestic, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
that we could adopt and use here in Galveston.
I mean, look,
I'm
meeting with
just trying to think outside the box.
No,
right.
I'm
listening. Y'all have a great idea. And I'm wondering if as
I know
as
there's
as
plenty of people
I
would be
ask
happy
you
to host.
Talk
yeah.
to Kelly. It's almost like, and she may have this data somewhere, the economic impact. In other words, if y'all had full staff,
mm-hmm.
how much more business could you do?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all the businesses have taxes.
None,
so
of
how
us,
much?
None of us know
that
we've never
wow.
been there.
Not quite in this crisis mode. I mean, there might be an opening here and there, but if you
right.
could have closer to a full staff, y'all could do X number of more business, which would generate X more dollars in sales tax and hot taxes and
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. I don't.
Okay. Let me talk to her and see kind of who might be the repository of that type of information or how we'd go about gathering it.
TDAC would be a good committee
to
introduce
present that
it,
to you.
Just because
okay.
that's where your industry partners sit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially decision makers.
Oh, that reminds me I need to add an agenda item for the next meeting for that. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're going to, I think that if you can look in that domestic program of the, what we call it, the J1?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because as I was thinking about that as an internship, you know, most internships, even paid, are not paid well. So is this an internship that part of the payment is housing? You know, so, and again, this
I mean,
is not frontline. This is not a waiter. This is not a bartender. It's that entry level above that, that they get it. They get an opportunity. They get to establish themselves, and maybe they get the job as something. But in the meantime, they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know, some creativity.
I think that's a huge benefit that people would jump on pretty quickly.
Well, and so I'm keying that up for next month because we're going to talk about grant opportunities. And it says for the next school year. I know that has to do with the GCC grant in the school, but also just grant opportunities. Is there somewhere we could find a pool of money that would sponsor 2, 4, 6 of these internships for, what is it going to cost, $25,000 a year per each? I don't,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like a pilot program.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, like with Alliance Abroad this year, they kind of, handcuff the businesses because if you weren't going to find housing for their students, then you weren't put on the priority list and you were like number 2 choice or something. And you know, like with each hotel individually, you just can't go out and rent
right.
you know, spaces just for you know, 12 people or whatever you want.
Yeah, and they're being tough because
she's
coming in on the 27th and the people that we have coming, I have to tell her where they're staying.
Yeah,
yeah. So they're being very firm.
Okay. Okay, so those are some great ideas, I think, on the work plan. I don't know that this edits the annual work plan, but well, that's good feedback, and
mm-hmm.
because when we get to the end, we'll definitely have to look at that for next year. Okay, and that does number 13 review. So I'm going to back up. Hello, Ms. Rooks, how are you?
Good morning. My apologies for my tardiness. I didn't get somebody to cover the last 15 minutes of my second period, so it ends at 9:10, and I had to stay. Anyway,
no problem.
My apologies for being tardy, and thank you.
No problem.
Okay. I was tardy too, and I'm going to have to leave early, so.
Wow.
Feel so bad.
Okay, well then let's go quickly back to item number 7. Ms. Edenfield's not here. I don't know if you know the student demand for next year for your program. Have you seen preliminary rosters on that yet?
No, ma'am. I have not, and I generally never get to see the rosters until I come back in August.
Okay.
So that's what I generally know. I do know that my students are talking to me now about, I've had like some students, well, Ms. Brooks, I wanted to be in the practicum and they put me here, you know, and I'm helping getting them in the practicum. So it appears as if, just going from what I've spoken with my students and stuff, I would say a good 80 to 85% of them are going to be continuing through the pathway.
Of the existing students. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a clue of the new students yet.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I do not. But my ninth graders, most all of them, are planning on coming into hotel management, going into practicums. You know, everybody's flowing through to the next level.
Okay.
Besides, of course, the principles of hospitality that I don't know.
Okay, so if we could forward this item to next agenda, I will beforehand, if Ms. Edenfield can't be here, I'll make sure. And they're preliminary rosters. I think Alicia has access to them. And they're preliminary. Between now and fall, students change their mind about a lot of things. But we can at least, I think there are some preliminary numbers of how many students at this point said they want.
I know
that
at Ball High, right now the students are all in the process of getting their schedules set for next year, that are ones that are already here. And they've cracked down through the years, meaning that once the students come back in the fall, the only way they're allowed to alter their schedule is if it is a reduction, like instead of an AP course, take a regular type thing. They don't allow them to just, but again, that's all up in the air, as you say.
Okay. Item number 8 is update and discussion on hospitality podcast. Now, I will tell you that James and I did our homework.
Yay.
We were supposed to. James beat me to it. But back there.
Thank you both.
We said we would come up with some potential podcast interview questions. And there are 8 questions. We're not expecting anybody who speaks to answer all 8. That's a lot. That'd be a long. And that person, you know, whether any of our speakers we had last time want to say something else, they can. But this is just if
this
they're like, what do you want me to talk about? How about any of these? If you want to take a moment and sort of read through those. And
we particularly love number 8, the advice for the young adults or student.
Okay.
Even perhaps, we have quite a few people in the hospitality industry that never intended to be in the industry, myself included. If we could maybe add something to number 8 to where if you weren't planning on it, how did you get into it? Or just because I think a lot of misconception with some students is, I'm not going to be doing hospitality. Well, there's quite a bit of us that thought we were never going to be doing hospitality.
Yep.
And I think maybe if that's a little more brought to their attention, then they will realize what it's opening for them for the future period.
Okay.
And beautiful questions. You all did a great job.
Okay, so do we have any update on scheduling some podcasts with these speakers?
No, ma'am, I had not done anything because I was waiting for this, so
okay.
I can proceed forward with that if you'd like, or does the committee want to decide whom to do first?
We said we would start with the speakers at the last VIP event, so Mary Bass,
so
Lauren, Jeremy.
Mary Bass,
yeah.
Jeremy, who else was there? Were there 3?
Do we
four?
Want?
Four.
Okay.
And I'm drawing a blank on who they were now, but
Haley. From Parkport.
Haley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haley was and Roger.
And Roger.
Roger, yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
Roger, Alex, Haley, yeah. So we would do a new recording of them and not use what we already have?
That was the thought that we would have the podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, if you'll reach out to Mr. Dudas and start the conversation,
absolutely.
You know, we'll take his guidance on this. It's March now, spring break's coming, so before we know the semester's over, but maybe if we get one done before the school year ends and out there, and then we can critique it and say, okay, this is what worked,
and then
get them lined up for the fall.
It seems like there's plenty of opportunities near the end of the year to do recordings, like when I came into the radio interview with you, it's like there's time to fill at the end of the year, so.
So,
yes,
yeah,
I will handle that.
If
yes,
you'll reach out to Mr. Deuce, and then tell us how we help, what we need to do, if we need, but that was.
Will do, yes ma'am.
Okay. All right, we have a plan. So
we'll
get an update on those at the next meeting.
Thank you very much.
And the last question before I unfortunately have to head out. Do we know when the job fair is at Ball High? That always happens in like April,
I have
May-ish?
Not heard Ms. Edenfield say anything as of yet. At the last meeting, she was unaware that she was to do.
Yeah, I remember that.
And things are, of course, as always, chaotic and crazy.
Well, yeah.
And,
that's the nature of the beast.
It is the nature of the beast. We know that. But I have not heard anything from her as of yet.
Okay. Well, like I said, I apologize, but I do have to leave.
Okay, did you say you had an agenda item for the next meeting? Or
no, that was for TDAC.
Okay, for something else. Okay, all right. Thank you,
but
Jay.
This reminded me, and I sent it already, so I don't forget again.
Okay, before we leave, do we have anything else to vote on? I don't think we have anything else to vote on. Okay. All right.
Thank
you.
Thank
you
guys.
You.
Sorry, I gotta go.
All right. Item number 9, we're gonna have to table.
I'll need it.
Because neither Jennifer or Maya are here. We'll table it for next time. So, and we talked about the work plan. So, and future agenda items. I think you have those. Several of them are tabled. You have them. Announcement. I know Susan had some.
Yes, I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention the new policy for remote participation in committee and board meetings. This had been updated in February. The majority of it is still the same. The key thing to note is if you do need to participate remotely, you need to provide 48 hours notice. So that's just really kind of the key thing to focus on. That's the big change.
Okay. And you handed out the newsletter? Anyone just want to? Did everybody get it by email?
Got it.
The news from the boardroom?
Yes, ma'am.
And this will come out monthly after each board meeting, just as talking points when you're out in the community or information for committee members if you don't attend or watch the board meetings. So this is kind of a snapshot of what's going on at the park board.
Okay. Do they need any kind of reports from the committee? Or you can provide any updates from the committee if they want to include it in them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They pick this based on the board agenda and then anything that's presented at the meetings.
Okay.
I think they just take kind of key points.
Okay.
And at each board meeting, the chair and vice chair of the committees provides an update on what the committees are working on.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's
good. Okay, any other announcements?
Just going back to the work plan real quick on the future agenda items. So we're going to have appointments in the June, July timeframe. I term out, and so you're going to have myself gone from this. So we might need to, before September, look at doing a committee meeting just for election of, for
you're off
finalizing.
You're off
the board.
Yeah, and my understanding is after this year, I'm not chair anymore.
Exactly.
I'll get more information from Shell on the best way to handle that.
When will the new board members be announced?
The first? They have to do it by the 7th day of July, so they're typically going to do it in June so they can meet and ratify them.
So by August, they'll probably know which trustees are assigned to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Might I make a suggestion, because I'm on the Sister Cities Program Committee for the City of Galveston. When we were appointed as a committee several years back, all of the members, of course, were appointed at the same time, which means we all turned out at the same time. And so we recently, at one of our committee meetings, put together a plan to where we staggered. So myself and Doc Stevens from the Fine Arts for GISD, we're stepping down this coming month.
Mm-hmm.
And then two more people are going to be stepping down the next year. But we never thought about that when the committee was first created.
We did. We have staggered positions on our committees and our board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we hadn't had any conversations about replacing them, because James times out, first term in 23, but then you serve a second term.
Right.
Okay, so none of us are on the second term, so we all could be on here a long time.
Yeah, we have another term before we'll start having people roll off. Spencer's just rolling off because he's the board representative and he's rolling off the board.
So. Gotcha, okay. But we do need to look at that.
For the future?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Maya came on later, but she's considered first term. I mean, like, otherwise in 3 years from, 2 years from now, we're all gone.
And that was what the Sister City mm-hmm. program came up with. It's like, well, wait a minute, we've done all this work. We need to figure out how to stagger it mm-hmm. so that we always have somebody here that's been here and understands the heart of things.
Absolutely.
Well, and also we built this based on, like, we need a representative of Texas A&M, Galveston, Galveston College, GISD, mm-hmm. and then, you know, a variety of industries. Mm-hmm. That's what we have there. So I don't know who else would be at GISD other than Enfield.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know, like, so, which turn, like, now I have a couple people I could delegate this to. It's not a problem. I have a workforce dean mm-hmm. and then the division director. So we just have to look at that. Like,
okay.
Would it be possible to consider Miss Edenfield and I trading out places? I know in the sister cities, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to an advisory member. I've been a committee member for 6 years. I'm going to an advisory, and then the advisory member that I was working with is going to committee member. And then at the end of that, our terms, when we term out again, if we so choose, we swap out it.
Okay.
Thought process.
Something we definitely can discuss, but thank you for bringing
right.
that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look into that with Shell.
Okay, any other announcements for the good of the order? Okay. If not, I think we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
And then may I take a stack of these from our meeting back to Miss Edmonton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
I have a meeting with her.
The job fair you were talking about, the workforce solution,
mm-hmm.
is the one in the convention center here in
Austin? No, they're actually doing one in Texas City.
Oh, okay.
I can send it to you if you want to.
Yeah, because we participated